Let's go to school now. Two schools, actually, in Detroit. Both are closely tied to the fate of the neighborhoods they are in. One is being renovated, the other shut down. And while it's often painful for a neighborhood to lose a school, that's particularly true in Detroit, where residents fear that a closed school will add to the city's rapid decline in population. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Carstens Elementary School on Detroit's east side appears to sit in the middle of a wilderness. Open fields stretch for blocks where countless houses have been abandoned and torn down. But the school stood tall until now. After kids finish summer school, the building will close. Sheila Travis, a lunchroom aide at Carstens, says the move will hurt the area.
It might look raggedy, but it's still folks living here. And they still have grandkids coming, nieces and nephews coming, and we still need this building.
Travis has had 5 grandkids and 6 nieces and nephews attend Carstens. The school is known for high test scores and a family feel. There's a lot of community outreach, and the school offers classes at a parent university. That's what lured Kathleen Sammons to bring 5 of her grandchildren here.
You know, to come in here and not see metal detectors and not see kids running the halls, you know, and it's quiet atmosphere, it's beautiful. I mean, it's different because my grandson went to Hamilton. Hamilton, it was terrible.
But with shrinking attendance in this thinly populated neighborhood, the school system has decided to close Carstens' aging building. They're going to merge the staff and students with another school in a newer building a mile or so away. The decision to keep the school staff and students together was viewed as a victory, but the new building is a K-8 facility, much bigger, with the security measures that bothered Kathleen Sammons. Principal Janice Richardson says she will maintain the intimate feel in the new setting.
I will in turn take my students and we will marry them together with the population that's there and become a blended family.
One big worry for parents here is that kids who walk will have to cross Jefferson Avenue, a major street. But they are more concerned with just what will happen to the neighborhood once it loses its anchor. A few miles north and west, another neighborhood is hoping to get a lift from a school renovation project. Mumford High School is known for its powder blue limestone facade and for famous graduates like film producer Jerry Bruckheimer. But today, this hulking building is home to a school in trouble. Mumford has not met state standards for 8 years running and could qualify for a state takeover next year. But work to overhaul this high school is already underway.
You're going to have your library, you're going to have your track, you're going to have your...
Jeffrey Wafer, Mumford class of 81, shows me around the huge construction site that will soon give birth to a new school. Wafer is an active member of the Alumni Association, which keeps memories of the school's grander days alive. Wafer hopes his school spirit will contribute to Mumford's academic rebirth.
Because some of our children don't have the best role models or the best looks, or they come to school hungry. But if sometimes if you have somebody that's an alumnus that come and say, oh, you can make it, that makes a difference.
But Wafer has another interest in Mumford's fate. He lives just down the street, and he's hoping the school will raise the fortunes of this neighborhood.
A lot of the, I know the property values will probably go up. People will move back to the area, and everybody's going to want their kids to go to a new school, you know.
The Detroit Public Schools are closing more than 2 million square feet of space to keep up with declining enrollment, but the district is also adding over 1 million square feet in neighborhoods that still look strong. Guessing which neighborhoods here will thrive has been a risky proposition. Now, residents are anxiously watching the fate of their local schools to see whether their neighborhoods are part of Detroit's future or its past. Larry Abramson, NPR News.